All right. Good evening, everyone. I'm calling to order this meeting of the City of Berkeley Lake Planning Zoning Commission. Today's August 13th, 2024, and it's 7:15-ish. First thing is our agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the agenda? Does anyone need to make a change, or do I hear a motion to approve?
I can move to approve.
And second.
And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approval of minutes from July 9th, our last meeting, just last month. Everyone have a chance to review those? Anybody see anything needs changing?
I did not.
Okay, I move to approve.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. There be no old business. We will move on to new business. And this is Planning and Zoning, what's TA stand for again?
Text Amendment.
Text Amendment, that's it. 24-06, Amendment of Section 78-300 and 78-301 to clarify Gwinnett County Annex Zoning Regulations. Do you want to speak to that, or is it just what we've...
I'm just going to say a couple words about it,
okay,
just to have it on the record. All intents and purposes, this is really a housekeeping item, in my opinion. It's just sort of cleaning up some verbiage in the code to be sure that it's very clear what the intent of the code was when we originally adopted it. It's back in 2011, I guess it was, which is just to ensure everybody understands that the underlying zoning regulations at play for these properties is what the zoning regulations were immediately prior to annexation. There's a lot of language in this part of the code that references property-specific rules, but that's not all that matters for the zoning and zoning regulation of property. We also have to be concerned about the general zoning rules at play. And so this clarifies that. Was that clear as mud? Do you understand what I'm saying? Or do you have questions for me about it? And I'll be happy to try to answer those.
So say that again. So this is clarifying the property specific aspect? No.
The property specific language is hammered in over and over again in the GCA rules. What isn't so clear, which was the intent at the time of annexation, and what everybody was told, I believe, when we were going through the annexation process and discussing this with property owners, is that we're going to freeze the zoning that you are under today and apply that to you tomorrow and into the future, so that there was no uncertainty about the zoning standards that were at play. It seems like when you read this language, that those general zoning rules aren't so clearly applied to those properties. But the property-specific things were carried over, but not the just basic, you're zoned C1 in Gwinnett County today. That comes with a list of permitted uses, dimensional requirements, and other standards that apply throughout that district. Okay? Now, you can argue, and I have, or I try to at least, that those are also property specific. Every property has to abide by the district regulations. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to just sort of nip that in the bud so that there's not any confusion about what the base regulations are. Because then on top of that, you have any variances that would have been approved, any special use permits that would have been issued, and any rezoning conditions that may have been applied. All of those are property-specific rules that don't generally apply in the district, but were based on specific action by either a Board of Zoning Appeals or the Board of Commissioners. Does that
okay? Help? And also, I'm a little confused by what you just said. Like, if it was Gwinnett County C1, but it's whatever C1 was back then.
Correct.
If Gwinnett County changes their C1 now, it does not change.
Correct, and in fact, it's changed.
Right.
multiple times since
okay.
the properties were annexed. And, right, we froze...
What existed then?
The regulations that were on the books immediately prior to the council taking action to annex.
And I don't remember, did we put a timeline on that? Like, we're freezing this for 10 years, we're freezing this forever?
We did not, but just, I mean, that's a good question, because we're probably going to be changing all of that.
Yeah.
That
was going to be one of my questions.
Yeah.
I have two questions. The first one was just that, as part of the rewrite right now, this is just temporary until the new ordinances get enacted, and at that point, this becomes a moot point.
That's correct.
Okay.
Am I right in understanding that really all this does is disconnect those properties from changes in Gwinnett County after that date?
What it really does is shores up our ability to regulate the properties the way we always have, which is to apply the Gwinnett County rules
mm-hmm.
that were in place. That it's basically matching the language to the practice. There's a little bit of a gap in the verbiage, but all along, staff through all these years has applied those rules, those general zoning district rules. And that's really not what this clearly states.
So whatever currently is the rules in Gwinnett County is what we have always applied and we continue to.
No.
What were the rules in place at the time? We've never applied the current. It's always been based on this one frozen
right.
time thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Those rules have been on our books as the rules. But the language that's currently written doesn't make that 100% clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so it could be misinterpreted as being the rules whenever later.
Or that there are.
Or since the annexation, I mean.
Or yeah. that it's our Berkeley Lake rules and we don't even have a C2. Mm-hmm. There's a little chart in here that kind of weds the county districts to the city districts. So then the question is, well, did we mean to like apply all of the Berkeley Lake rules to these properties? That's not what the intent was, but you might get that out of this if you read it one way. So we're just trying to be real specific because I continue to get a lot of questions about property usage and property development in our commercial areas. It's a pretty much weekly, if not daily, affair. And so I need to know that I'm covered. When I answer those questions.
So kind of a segue to what you just said. This right now, even though you're getting a lot of questions, is still a preventative measure, not a reactionary to something that got us caught unawares or between the crosshairs of something. This is, you're getting questions. This helps you clarify your answers to the people that are making the inquiries. And in 6 months or so, it's history at that point.
Right. I think that when you say, is it not reactive, I can honestly say that there have been inquiries about particular uses of property. And when I sort of did a deep dive into this, I started to get a little bit worried
right.
about what I read. And I don't want to be worried when I'm answering questions from prospective developers or potential businesses that might be moving in. So it's reactive generally to my own, I don't like.
Not specific to any particular.
Not specific to
anything. I think that's what you meant.
Yes.
Do we, are we expecting any pushback from the businesses that we promised to freeze their GCA and then in 6 months that's going away?
I think that as part of our code rewrite, there's going to have to be a lot of public outreach with the businesses. We are going to be adopting new zoning districts, most likely.
And
new zoning.
But everything existing would be grandfathered in, probably.
Any use right. that's there today would not be forced to leave. Correct. I'll be honest with you, though. Had they stayed in Gwinnett County, they would have gone through, I don't know how many iterations of new zoning ordinances
yeah.
between then and now. Probably two, maybe even three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've enjoyed what I'm going to call starting to become obsolete rules. Things have changed in the world of zoning and business types and business classifications and how properties are being used, and you know, other ordinances have updated their rules to be consistent with those changes out in the world, and it's time for us to take a look at that too.
So are we just recommending this to City Council?
That's correct. So for all of you as a refresher, anything that is, you all have final authority, this is maybe mostly for you, Barbara, you all have final authority on any variance action. But when we talk about special use permits, rezonings, and text amendments, those are legislative moves, not quasi-judicial moves. And the legislative piece of that requires council approval. So you're a recommending body tonight, and not the deciding body tonight.
Any other questions?
Do we need to make a motion or just a consensus recommendation?
I do need a motion, and I will tell you that Barbara actually pointed something out to me that we might want to also clarify. There's a reference in here that is confusing. It references rules A through E above. It's in section 78301, and I think when Unicode codified this, maybe it was written as A through E or A through F, as the case might be, because I think there's actually six standards, but I think it's one through, I think that it means one through five above. So we might want to just go ahead and make that change to the numbering or to the reference so that we're clear. Because that confused Barbara, and when she asked me to look at it, I was like,
good catch, Barbara.
I'm like, I'm reading this, and I'm like, well, this makes no sense to me. I'm like, what the heck?
So I think that we can, based on that, you can just say, you know, make a motion to recommend approval based on what's been submitted in addition to that.
With the correction. Is that
correction
actually part of the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions before we?
Yes. You mentioned this chart. I assume this is what you were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it says. I don't know why it says what it says. So can you, why do we call heavy industry light industry?
Because we don't have a heavy industry.
Does that mean you want the future? So in the future, if somebody were to come in, you'd have to rewrite the...
So, and this is back to George's point. All this entire...
See, it's M2, M1. It doesn't say M2 on the...
This entire conversation is just to bridge the gap between today, whenever council passes this, and when we finally adopt our new ordinance. At that point, I suspect there won't be any kind of chart, because what we're going to... The intent is to get rid of any reference to Gwinnett County rules and adopt Berkeley Lake zoning districts to govern all of our commercial areas.
Do we currently have a Gwinnett County M2?
Yes.
We have property zoned M2.
Okay.
Yeah, GCA M2. We do. I don't think it's developable, but we do have a couple of parcels. They're very, I think they're remnant tracts from when PIB was cut in. And so they're on the lake side of PIB across from Ryerson, generally.
But to Rand's question, for the next 6 months, I mean, that really doesn't, this isn't going to allow something
no.
happen.
No. Yeah, we're not, this isn't opening a door. Yeah. This is closing a, mm-hmm. a loophole problem. Potentially.
Okay.
I just make a suggestion too, and I'm sure we'll get to that when we do the ordinances, but page numbers would be helpful.
Yes.
There's no page numbers on anything. Yeah. On the ordinances.
Hopefully that...
You're referencing it, you could say to somebody...
And that may be a Unicode thing. Unicode is a funny little system of codification.
I gotcha.
I'll look at that for sure.
A spider up here, I'm going to get him.
Somewhere between page 2 and page 9, Barbara. Somewhere between 2 and 9.
Exactly. You'll find it.
Okay. Any more comments, questions? Do I hear a motion?
I move to approve it as presented.
With the correction of A to E to 1 to 5?
Yes.
Can I hear a second?
I can second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Recommendation. All right. Next we have reports on three administrative variances, which I read through when you sent this out, and I need to refresh my memory now.
And I'm happy to go through them if you want me to, because they're pretty fresh in my mind.
Sure, you can.
This is something that we'll probably look at as we're updating our code as far as how we want to deal with administrative variances generally. But one of the things our code currently requires is that if the chair grants administrative variances, those need to be reported to you all and made a record, in the minutes. So I should have had them on last month's agenda. I apologize. Fell off my radar. But we did have a number of administrative variances between our February meeting and our July meeting. So that's why there are three of them. I'm actually expecting another one to come up shortly for another extension because a variance expired that was, a building permit was not obtained. But if you want to do it, you can go through this, or I've got a spiel that I can say. It's whatever you want.
Normally I do it, but you can go ahead and do it.
We'll just take them in order. This is based on the chronology of when we received them. So the first is AV 2402, which was 766 Lakeview Lane, the Pride and Worth residence that has been before you guys actually several times in the last several years. This time the administrative variance was granted pursuant to Section 78367A2 to allow a conforming change to a non-conforming structure, enabling the expansion of a front porch. So that existing house was non-conforming with regard to side setbacks, but the expansion conformed to all dimensional standards. Originally, the Pride Moors intended to pull that house down and rebuild in the footprint, and they went a different direction and just did a pretty big remodel, I think. But this was part of that. Any questions on that?
But what we approved earlier, and I think it was earlier this year, was it last year?
But then it was a while ago.
Because that first one had already lapsed. And
right.
Then they came back to us, and
correct.
That was the one they were under now. So, but within that year period, they got a building permit.
They just never acted on the variance that they had been granted by previously.
So all the work they've done is just bought a basic house and did not require a variance.
Correct. They went a completely different direction and decided not to tear down and rebuild.
Okay.
So I'll just say one more thing about this. Just so you guys know, I don't just rubber stamp a conforming change to a non-conforming structure, because sometimes we approved something that made it non-conforming with the understanding that we were either getting a concession over here or, you know what I'm saying? So I don't rubber stamp it. I usually go and look. If I can't, unless I feel like I can get a really clear picture from what Lee sends me. So
that was the first one. The second one is AV 2403, which was 586 Lakeshore Drive. And that was an administrative variance granted to extend the expiration of a variance that was issued on March 21st or 23. Yeah, March 21st or 23. That expired on March 21st or 24, and then if they have that happen and they haven't gotten to the point where they need to get, they can come back and ask for another 12 months, which in this case they did. You will remember this one. This was a pretty big remodel at 586 Lakeshore, the applicant just could not. It just took a lot of time to get everything ready to pull the trigger. They have now gotten permits, so everything should be good, but he got caught kind of in a time squeeze and asked for that extension. And then the final one is AV 2404 at 3695 North Berkeley Lake Road. Back to that section on a conforming change to a non-conforming structure, Section 78367A2. And that, in that case, it was to allow the construction of a roof over a front stoop. The house is non-conforming with regard to front setback, but the architecture of the house has the front door recessed, so the frontmost building wall is forward of where the door is, and the stoop over the door just did not have any impact on the non-conformity, right, and otherwise met all the requirements. So, any questions on those? Awesome.
All right. And a new business, citizen comments. Anything, we don't have anything listed in discussion sessions. Is there anything anybody would like to discuss on the record?
We need a public sauna.
That should be on the private record.
Enough here for you?
I think you need to talk to the consultants about that.
All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So
second?
Second.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Better than snuff and not half as dusty.